The next word is face. English. He saw her face. Punjabi. Usne usda chehra dekhya. Breakdown. Usne. This is the masculine singular form of the third person pronoun, he, in the past tense. Usada. This is the masculine singular possessive pronoun meaning, his or her. Chehra. This is the noun for, face. Dekhya. This is the past tense of the verb, to see. Key concepts. Usane. This is an example of a pronominal clitic, which is a word that is attached to another word, in this case the verb. Dekhya. It indicates that the subject of the sentence is he. Usada. This is a possessive pronoun. It indicates that the face belongs to the person referred to by the pronoun. Usane. English. He saw her face. Punjabi. Usane usada chehra dekhya. The next word is less. English. He has less money than me. Punjabi. Uhde kol mere naalo kat paise ne. Breakdown. Uhde means his, the possessive form of he. Kol means with, near, or at hand. Mere means my, the possessive form of I. Naalo means than, used for comparisons. Cut means less. Paise means money. Ne is the plural form of the verb, to be, in this context. This sentence uses the comparative form, which is used to compare two things, or people. Here, we are comparing the amount of money the other person has to the amount of money the speaker has. English. He has less money than me. Punjabi. Uhde kol mere naalo kat paise ne. The next word is room. English. This is a large room. Punjabi. Iha ek vada kamara hai. Breakdown. Iha. This is the demonstrative pronoun for this in Punjabi. It is used to point out a specific room. It's important to remember that the gender of the subject determines the form of the demonstrative pronoun. Ek. This is the Punjabi word for one or a, which acts as an indefinite article. It signifies that the room is singular. Vada. This is the Punjabi word for big or large and acts as an adjective modifying the noun room. Kamara. This is the Punjabi word for room. Hair. This is the Punjabi word for is. It is the present tense of the verb to be. Key concepts. The sentence follows the subject-verb-object word order, which is common in Punjabi. Demonstrative pronouns like Iha are important to learn as they help to clarify the specific thing being referred to. The use of indefinite articles like Ik is crucial in Punjabi to indicate whether something is singular or plural. Translation. This is a large room. The next word is until. English. He waited until the sun set. Punjabi.
Ugh suraj dubban tak intezar karda reha.
Breakdown.
Ugh.
He.
Suraj.
Sun.
Dubban.
Setting.
Tak.
Until.
Intezar.
Wait.
Karada.
Does.
Reha.
Was. Key concepts. The word.
Tak.
literally means until, and is used to denote the point in time when an action is completed. The verb kagoda is in the present tense, but is used to describe a past action that is ongoing. The word reha is a past tense marker that indicates the action was ongoing. English: he waited until the sun set. Punjabi:
Oh, Suraj Brahman Dake Bazaar Kagada Reha.
The next word is reason. English: he gave me a reason to be happy. Punjabi:
Asni Maj Kash Hone De Vaja Diti.
Breakdown: us, he, masculine, singular. This pronoun is used for a third person male subject. Ni: this is a particle that marks the subject of the sentence, and helps with the verb conjugation. Maj: me, singular, direct object. Kush: happy. Hone: to be, infinitive. De: of, possessive particle. Vaja: reason. Diti: gave, past tense. Key concepts: ni is an important particle in Punjabi grammar, used to mark the subject of a sentence, and influences how verbs are conjugated. De functions like the English possessive of not, it is used to show ownership or connection. The sentence structure is subject-verb-object. English: he gave me a reason to be happy. Punjabi:
Asni Maj Kash Hone De Vaja Diti.
The next word is form. English: the form of this document is very complex. Punjabi:
Is the Sadaves Darup Bahut Gujala Dar Hai.
Breakdown: is this, singular, masculine, nominative case. This word acts as a demonstrative pronoun, pointing to the document in question.
The Sadaves.
Document, singular, masculine, nominative case. This is the noun that the demonstrative pronoun modifies.
The.
This is the possessive particle, indicating that the form belongs to the document.
Roop.
This is the noun, form, singular, masculine, nominative case.
Barefoot.
This is the word, very, and acts as an adverb modifying the adjective that follows.
Gujaladar.
This is the adjective, complex, singular, masculine, nominative case. Key concepts: possessive particle. The word da is a very important part of the Punjabi sentence structure. It shows possession or belonging, masculine and feminine. In Punjabi, nouns have gender. Here, the nouns
the Sadaves
and Roop are both masculine. Case: Punjabi nouns change form depending on their function in a sentence. Here, all nouns are in the nominative case, because they are subjects. English translation: the form of this document is very complex. The next word is spend. English: he spends all his money on clothes. Punjabi:
Oh, sorry, paise kapriya, de kharch kar deta hai.
Breakdown: oh, he slash she slash it, subject pronoun.
Sorry,
all, adjective.
Paise, money, noun. Kapriya,
clothes, noun, in the dative case, which means it is the indirect object.
De,
on, preposition.
Kharch,
spend, verb.
Kar,
do, auxiliary verb. This makes the verb
kharch
into the past tense. Vida. Gives, verb, the third person singular present indicative form of Dana. To give. Ha. Is, copular verb, marks the end of the sentence. Key concepts. Word order. Punjabi is a verb final language, meaning that the verb comes at the end of the sentence. Dative case. The dative case in Punjabi is used to show the indirect object of a verb. Auxiliary verbs. Punjabi uses auxiliary verbs to express tense and mood. Here the verb kar is used to create the past tense of the verb karach. Present indicative. The verb vida is in the present indicative, showing an action that is happening now. English. He spends all his money on clothes. Punjabi. Uh sare paise kapariya de kharch kar deta hai. The next word is she. English. She is beautiful. Punjabi. Uh sundar hai. Breakdown. Uh oh. She. Pronoun, subject of the sentence. Sundar. Sundar. Beautiful, adjective. Hai. Hai. Is, present tense, third person singular, verb, to be. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives agree in gender with the noun they modify. Sundar. Beautiful, is feminine, because it describes the feminine pronoun, oh, she. Word order. Punjabi is a subject-verb-object language, similar to English. English. She is beautiful. Punjabi. Uh sundar hai. The next word is head. English. He is the head of the family. Punjabi. Uh parivar da mukhiya hai. Breakdown. Uh hi parivar. Family. Da. Of the. Mukhiya. Head. Hai. Is. Key concepts. Da. Colon, this is the possessive particle, indicating, of the, in this sentence. It marks the family as belonging to the person. Mukhiya. Colon, this word specifically refers to the head of the family, the leader, or the one, who takes charge. Translation. He is the head of the family. The next word is car. English. The car is red. Punjabi. Gaddi lal hai. Breakdown. Gaddi. Pronounced. Gaddi, this is the word for car. It's a noun. Lal. Pronounced. Lal, this means red. It's an adjective describing the car. Hai. Pronounced. Hai, this is the present tense form of the verb to be. This indicates that the car is currently red. Key concepts. Word order. In Punjabi, the subject, the car, comes before the adjective, red, and then the verb, is. This is different from the English word order, where the adjective comes before the noun. Gender agreement. Punjabi has grammatical gender. In this case, the noun. Gaddi. Is feminine. Which is why the adjective lal also takes on a feminine form. Translation. The car is red. The next word is learn. English. You should learn Punjabi. Punjabi. Hi, Tusi, hi, hi, Punjabi, hi, Sikhna, hi, Chahida, hi. Breakdown. Hi, Tusi, hi. You, plural, respectful form. Hi, Punjabi, hi. Punjabi, the language, hi, Sikhna, hi. To learn, infinitive form, hi, Chahida, hi. should, or need to, in this case, implying obligation or necessity. Key concept. The verb, high, seeker, high, is in the infinitive form, and is used with the modal verb, high, chahida, high, to express the obligation to learn Punjabi. English. You should learn Punjabi. Punjabi. High, tusi, high, high, Punjabi, high, high, seeker, high, chahida, high. The next word is level. English. The level of difficulty of this exam is high. Punjabi. Isima dihanda mushakal padahu cha hai. Breakdown. Is. This. Ima dihan. Exam. Da. Of. Mushakal. Difficult. Padar. Level. U. Cha. High. Hai. Is the ending of the sentence in Punjabi. Key concepts. The Punjabi language is written from right to left. The use of the word da is used to show possession, in this case, of the exam. The word hai is a common ending used to indicate that a statement is in the present tense. English. The level of difficulty of this exam is high. Punjabi. Isima dihanda mushakal padahu cha hai. The next word is person. English. The person is sitting on the chair. Punjabi. Lok kurasi de baitha hai. Breakdown. Lok. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for person in the singular form. This is a noun. Kurasi. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for chair. This is a noun. De. Colon, this is a postposition meaning on. It is similar to the English on. Baitha. Colon, this is a verb meaning sitting. It is in the present tense and is the masculine singular form. This is similar to the English word is sitting. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions. Punjabi verbs are conjugated for gender and number. The word order in Punjabi is often subject-object-verb. English. The person is sitting on the chair. Punjabi. Lok kurasi de baitha hai. The next word is experience. English. He has a lot of experience in teaching. Punjabi. Asnu pad horn da bahat tajerba hai. Breakdown. Asnu. Is the third person singular pronoun meaning him or he. Pad horn. Is the infinitive form of the verb to teach. Da. Is the possessive marker meaning of or his. Bahat. Means a lot or much. Tajerba is a noun meaning experience. Hi is the third person singular present tense of the verb to be. Key concepts. Possessive markers. The word na shows possession, indicating that the experience belongs to the person. Infinitive form. The word padhorn is the infinitive form of the verb, and it describes the type of experience he has. Word order. The sentence follows the typical subject-verb-object word order in Punjabi, even though it might seem different from the English sentence. English. He has a lot of experience in teaching. Punjabi. Usnu padhorn da bahut tajerba hai. The next word is once. English. He once went to the market. Punjabi. Uhik var bazar gaya si. Breakdown. He/she/it, pronoun. Ik var. Once, adverb. Ik. Means, one, and. Var. Means, time. Bazaar. Market, noun. Gira. Went, past tense verb. See. Was, past tense auxiliary verb. This sentence uses the past perfect tense in Punjabi. Gira si. Which is formed by combining the past participle of the verb. Gira. With the auxiliary verb, to be, in the past tense. See. This indicates that the action of going to the market happened before another event in the past. The past perfect tense is used to show the sequence of events in the past. English. He once went to the market. Punjabi. Oh, ek var bazaar gaya si. The next word is member. English. He is a member of our team. Punjabi. Oh, saadi team da member hai. Breakdown. Oh. He slash she. Pronoun, this is the subject of the sentence. Saadi. Our, possessive adjective, this word shows possession, and modifies the noun. Team. Team. Team, noun, the noun that is being modified by the possessive adjective. The. Of the, possessive particle, this word links the possessive adjective to the noun. Team. Member. Member, noun, this is the noun that the subject is linked to by the verb. Hair. Is, verb, this is the present tense form of the verb, to be, which links the subject to the object. Key concepts. Punjabi is an agglutinative language, which means that words are formed by adding suffixes and prefixes to a root word. The word order in Punjabi is typically subject-object-verb, SOV. There is no grammatical gender in Punjabi, so the pronoun oh can be used for both he and she. Punjabi has a complex system of possessive particles, which are used to indicate ownership. This sentence showcases the basic structure of a Punjabi sentence, and some of the key grammatical features of the language. The use of the possessive adjective and particle demonstrates how ownership is expressed in Punjabi. The next word is enough. English. We have enough food. Punjabi.
Saadi kol kaafi khana hai.
Breakdown. Saadi means our, or we have, and is the possessive form of we. It's a pronoun. Kol means near or with in this context. It acts as a preposition showing possession.
Kaafi
means enough. It's an adjective modifying the noun, food.
Khana
means food. It's a noun. The object of the sentence.
Hair.
The verb, meaning, is. It is in the present tense, singular form, and shows the state of the food. English. We have enough food. Punjabi.
Saadi kol kaafi khana hai.
The next word is bad. English. This food is bad. Punjabi.
A karna bura hai.
Breakdown. A is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this.
Karna
is the word for food.
Bura
is an adjective meaning bad.
Hai
is the present tense of the verb to be. This sentence demonstrates the use of a simple adjective to describe a noun. The grammatical structure is very similar to English. The next word is but. English. He is a good student, but he is lazy. Punjabi.
Uhik chanda vidyarati hai. Paru susat hai.
Breakdown. of. He slash she, subject pronoun. Ik. A slash an, indefinite article. Chanda. Good, adjective. Vidyarati. Student, noun. He. Is, present tense verb. Par. But, conjunction. Of. He slash she, subject pronoun. Sosut. Lazy, adjective. He. Is, present tense verb. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb, is, agrees with the singular subject, he slash she, in both clauses. Conjunction. The conjunction, but, connects two contrasting clauses. Adjectives. The adjectives, good, and, lazy, modify the nouns, student, and, he slash she, respectively. The next word is city. English. The city is very large. Punjabi. Here we put vada hai. Breakdown. Here. Shaha. City, masculine. Burhut. Bahut. Very. Vada. Vada kuri ki zero d a macron. Large, masculine. He. Hi. Is, present tense, third person singular. Key concepts. Gender. Punjabi nouns have grammatical gender, masculine or feminine. Here. Is masculine. Adjectives. Punjabi adjectives agree with the nouns they modify in gender and number. Vada. Large, is masculine singular to agree with. Here. Word order. Punjabi is a subject-verb-object, SVO, language, similar to English. English. The city is very large. Punjabi. Here we put vada hai. The next word is night. English. The night is dark and cold. Punjabi. Raat hanera aur thanda hai. Breakdown. Raat. Raat. Night, feminine. Hanera. Hanera. Dark, masculine. Or. Or. And. Tanda. Tanda. Cold, masculine. He. Hi. Is, present tense, third person singular. Key concepts. Gender. In Punjabi, nouns have gender. Here, night. Raat. Is feminine, and dark. Hanera. Is masculine. This affects the adjective. Tanda. Used to describe them. Agreement. The adjective. Tanda. Agrees in gender with the noun it modifies. Since, night, is feminine, the adjective is masculine, as it is describing the night. Word order. The basic word order in Punjabi is subject-verb-object, SVO, similar to English. Translation. The night is dark and cold. The next word is able. English. He is able to speak Punjabi. Punjabi. Oh, Punjabi bol sakda hai. Breakdown. Oh. This is the third person singular pronoun for he. Punjabi. This is the noun for Punjabi. Bol. This is the verb to speak. Sakda. This is the ability suffix that is added to the verb. Ball. To make it, able to speak. He. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, to be, for the third person singular, meaning, is. Key concepts. The sentence uses the verb, to be, with the ability suffix to express ability. The verb, to speak, is conjugated with the ability suffix.
Sakada.
Important note. The sentence structure in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, SOV, meaning the subject comes first, then the object, and then the verb. The next word is support. English. He supports his family. Punjabi.
Uhapani parivar da samagatan karada hai.
Breakdown.
He. Apane.
Apne. His or her slash their possessive pronoun.
Parivar.
Parivar. Family.
Da.
Da. Of possessive marker.
Samagatan.
Samathan. Support.
Karada hai.
Karada hai. Does slash is doing, present tense, masculine singular. Key concepts.
The.
Da. Is a possessive marker used to indicate ownership. It is often translated as, of. The verb.
Karada hai.
Karada hai. Is in the present tense, and is used to indicate an action that is happening now. It is conjugated to agree with the subject, in this case, he. English. He supports his family. Punjabi.
Uhapani parivar da samagatan karada hai.
The next word is whether. English. He asked whether she was coming to the party. Punjabi.
Usane puchya ki kiyo parati de arahi hai.
Breakdown.
Usane.
He slash she, subject.
Puchya.
Asked, verb.
Ki.
That, conjunction.
Ki.
Whether, conjunction.
Oh.
She, subject.
Party.
Party, object.
De.
At, postposition. Come, verb.
Rahi.
Is, verb, present continuous tense.
He.
Is, verb, present tense. Key concepts.
Key.
Is used to express doubt, or uncertainty, similar to, whether, in English.
De.
Is a postposition that indicates location, similar to, at, or, on, in English.
Arahi hai.
Is the present continuous tense of the verb, to come. This indicates an action that is happening now. Translation. He asked whether she was coming to the party.
Usane puchya ki kiyo parati de arahi hai.
The next word is line. English. The line is long. Punjabi.
Line lambi hai.
Breakdown.
Line.
Line, this is the subject of the sentence.
Lambi.
Long, this is the adjective describing the line.
He.
Is, this is the present tense form of the verb, to be, which is usually omitted in English, and connects the subject to the adjective. The sentence is in the simple present tense, which means it describes a state that is true at the moment of speaking. Remember, the Punjabi word order is subject-adjective-verb. The next word is present. English. He presented the book to the teacher. Punjabi.
Usane adhyapak nu kitab pesh kiti.
Breakdown.
Usane.
Usne. Means, he, subject pronoun.
Adhyapak.
Adhyapak means teacher, object of the preposition.
Nu.
Nu means to, preposition.
Kitab.
Kitab means book, direct object.
Pesh.
Pesh means presented, past tense verb.
Kiti.
Kiti means did, past tense auxiliary verb. Key concepts. The sentence uses a direct object, kitab, book, and an indirect object, adhyapak, teacher. The verb, pesh, is used in the past tense, indicating an action that already happened. The word order is subject-verb-object, which is the typical order in Punjabi. English. He presented the book to the teacher. Punjabi.
Usne adhyapak nu kitab pesh kiti.
The next word is side. English. He sat on the side of the road. Punjabi.
Uh, sarak de kinare baitha si.
Breakdown. This is the subject pronoun, he.
Sarak.
This is the noun, road.
De.
This is the postposition, of, which is used to indicate possession, or relation.
Kinare.
This is the noun, side, or, edge. It refers to the edge of the road.
Baitha.
This is the past tense participle, sitting, indicating that the action is completed.
See.
This is the past tense copula, was, which means, he was sitting. Note, in Punjabi, the postposition, the, is often used with nouns to indicate possession, or relation. This sentence demonstrates how the postposition,
the,
works in conjunction with the noun,
kinare,
to indicate the, side, of the, road. This sentence is grammatically correct, and demonstrates a common structure used in Punjabi. Remember that the order of the words in Punjabi is flexible, but the postposition, the, must always precede the noun it modifies. The next word is quite. English. It is quite hot today. Punjabi.
Aaj bahut garmi hai.
Breakdown. Aaj. Today, this is a common word, and important to know.
Bahut.
Very/quite, this word is extremely useful for emphasizing degrees of an adjective.
Garmi.
Heat, this is important to know, because it is a common word, and the noun in this sentence. It is the subject of the sentence.
High.
Is, this is the verb in the sentence, and means, to be, and is used in the present tense. This sentence demonstrates a simple way to describe the weather in Punjabi. Remember that.
High.
Is a verb, so it is important to consider when to use it. The word
Bahut
is an important word to know for emphasizing the degree of any adjective. The next word is although. English. Although he is rich, he is not happy. Punjabi.
Halaki uf amir hai, par uf khush nahi hai.
Breakdown.
Halaki.
Halanki, although, even though, despite the fact that, conjunction.
Uf.
Oh, he/she/it, pronoun.
Amir.
Amir, rich, adjective.
Hai.
Hai, is, verb, present tense, third person singular.
Par.
Par, but, however, conjunction.
Uf.
Oh, he/she/it, pronoun.
Kush.
Kush, happy, adjective.
Nahi.
Nahin, not, adverb.
Hai.
I. Is, verb, present tense, third person singular. Key concepts. Halaki. Halonki is a conjunction that introduces a clause that contrasts with the main clause. Par. Par is another conjunction used to connect contrasting clauses. The sentence structure is typical of Punjabi, with the subject-verb-object order. English. Although he is rich, he is not happy. Punjabi. Halaki ufa mir hai. The next word is from English. He came from London. Punjabi. Uth London to aaya hai. Breakdown. Uth. He slash she slash it, pronoun. London. London, proper noun. To. From. Postposition. Aya. Came, verb, past participle. He. Is, verb, present tense. Key concept. The postposition. To. Is used to indicate the origin, or starting point of something. English. He came from London. Punjabi. Uth London to aya he. The next word is sure. Okay, I'm ready. Please provide the English word you would like me to translate into a Punjabi sentence. I will break down the sentence for you, highlighting key grammatical concepts and pronunciation tips so that you can easily translate it using eSpeakNG. The next word is term. English. The term for this concept is very specific. Punjabi. Is sankala play shabad bahut khas hai. Breakdown. Is this sankala concept lai for bad word bahut very khas specific hai. Is key concepts. Lai. Lai, this is the postposition that marks the object of the preposition, for. It's important to note that postpositions come after the noun they modify, unlike prepositions in English. Bahut. Bahut, this is the Punjabi word for very. It's an intensifier that modifies the adjective. Khas. Karas. English. The term for this concept is very specific. Punjabi. Is sankala play shabad bahut khas hai. The next word is age. English. He is 25 years old. Punjabi. Upa ki salada hai. Breakdown. Uf. This is the Punjabi word for he. It is the subject of the sentence. Pachi. Pachi. This is the number 25. Sala. Salan. This is the plural form of sal. Sal, which means year. Since we are talking about years, the plural form is used. Da. Da. This is a possessive marker that translates to, of. He. Hi. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, which means, is. Key concepts. Da. This word is crucial in Punjabi, as it connects nouns and adjectives to indicate possession or relationship. Plural forms, Punjabi has specific endings for plurals. English. He is 25 years old. Punjabi. Upa ki salada hai. The next word is low. English. The price of the car is very low. Punjabi.
got DD keymut per foot cut hair.
Breakdown. Got D. Got D. Car. D. D. Of the. Keymut.
Keymut.
Price. Per foot.
Bahut.
Very.
Cut.
Cut.
Low.
Hair.
High.
Is. Key concepts.
D.
Is a possessive particle used to indicate possession or belonging. It is similar to of the in English.
Hair.
Is a verb that means is or exists. It is used to indicate the present tense. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the possessive particle.
D.
To show that the price belongs to the car.
The word
cut is an adjective describing the price.
English.
The price of the car is very low.
Punjabi.
Cut DD keemut per foot cut hair. The next word is speak.
English.
She speaks Punjabi.
Punjabi.
Oof Punjabi bola di hair. Breakdown.
Oof.
This is the Punjabi word for she.
Punjabi.
This is the word for Punjabi, the language. It can also mean Punjabi person. You can identify if it refers to the language or a person by the context of the sentence.
Boladi.
This is the present tense form of the verb to speak.
In Punjabi,
verbs change based on who is doing the action and when the action is happening. The ending D is used to indicate that a female subject is performing the action in the present tense.
Hair.
This is a helping verb that indicates the sentence is in the present tense.
Key concept.
In Punjabi, verbs change based on gender and tense.
For example,
the verb for speak is different for a male subject, a female subject, and depending on the tense, past, present, future. The next word is within.
English.
The cat is within the house.
Punjabi.
Billy cut the other hair. Breakdown.
Billy.
Billy. Feminine noun, cat.
Cur.
Da. Masculine noun, house.
The.
The. Postposition of belonging to.
Other.
And a. Postposition, inside, within.
Hair.
High. Verb, is. Key concepts. Postpositions. In Punjabi, postpositions are used instead of prepositions.
The postposition.
The. Is used to show possession.
The postposition.
Other. Is used to show location, indicating that something is inside something else.
Word order.
The basic word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, SOV, but it can be flexible. In this sentence, the object,
car,
comes before the verb,
hair.
English. The cat is within the house.
Punjabi.
Billy cut the other hair. The next word is process.
English.
The process of making bread is long and complex.
Punjabi.
Roti banon di prakariya lambai ti mushkil hai. Breakdown.
Roti.
Bread.
Banon.
To make.
Di.
Of.
Prakariya.
Process.
Lambai.
Long.
Tea.
And. Mushkill. Difficult slash complex. High. Is. Key concepts. The Punjabi word for process is prakriya. The post position. The. Is used to show possession or relation, in this case, of the conjunction. T. Means and. Memorization tip. Think of the word process as a procedure or way of doing something. This will help you connect the English word to the Punjabi word. Prakriya. The next word is public. English. This is a public park. Punjabi. Eha Saravajanak Park Hai. Breakdown. Eha. This demonstrative pronoun. Saravajanak. Public adjective. Park. Park noun. Hair. Is verb present tense. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns in Punjabi. Eha. Are used to point out specific things. Adjectives. Saravajanak. Modify nouns and provide more information about them. Nouns. Park. Are the names of people, places, or things. The verb, to be, in Punjabi. Hair. Conjugates depending on the subject and tense. English. This is a public park. Punjabi. Eha Saravajanak Park Hair. The next word is often. English. He often goes to the market. Punjabi. Uha kasar bazar jada hai. Breakdown. He slash she slash it. This is a pronoun and the subject of the sentence. Akasar. Akasar. Often. This is an adverb of frequency. Adverbs of frequency generally come before the verb. Bazaar. Bazaar. Market. This is a noun. Jada. Janda. Goes. This is a verb. It is the present continuous tense, and it is used for an action that is happening now. Hair. High. Is. This is the present tense of the verb, to be. It's used here, because the sentence is in the present continuous tense. This sentence is a great example of how to use adverbs of frequency in Punjabi. It is a simple sentence that demonstrates a common grammatical structure in the language. English. He often goes to the market. Punjabi. Uha kasar bazar jada hai. The next word is by. English. He came by car. Punjabi. Ufgaddi dwara aaya. Breakdown. Uf. He slash she slash it, pronoun. Gaddi. Car, noun. Dwara. By, preposition. Aaya. Came, verb. Key concepts. The preposition. Dwara. Means, by, and is used to indicate the means of transportation. The verb. Aaya. Is conjugated in the past tense, indicating that the action happened in the past. The next word is train. English. The train is arriving at the station. Punjabi. Gaddi station. Breakdown. Gaddi. Gaddi. This is the word for train. It is a common word in Punjabi. Station. Station. This is the word for station. It is borrowed from English. The. T. This is a postposition meaning on or at. It is used to show location. Perhuj. Pahuanj. This is the verb to arrive. Rahi. Rahai. This is a present continuous tense marker, meaning is or are in English. He. Hi. This is the ending for the sentence. It marks the end of the sentence and signifies that the statement is a fact. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, which come after the noun, to show location and other relationships. Present continuous tense. This tense is used to describe an action that is ongoing at the moment of speaking. Memorization tips. Remember the word for train? Gaddi. Gaddi. And station? Station. Station. Practice using the postposition. De. D. To show location. Pay attention to the present continuous tense marker. Rahi. Rahai. Translation. The train is arriving at the station. Gaddi station. De Perhuj Rahi hai. The next word is possible. English. It is possible to learn Punjabi. Punjabi. Ik Punjabi sikhna sambhav hai. Breakdown. Ik. This subject. Punjabi. Punjabi object. Sikhna. To learn, verb. Sambhav. Possible, adjective. Hai. Is, verb, copula. This sentence demonstrates the use of a verb in the present tense, an adjective, and a subject-verb-object structure. English. It is possible to learn Punjabi. Punjabi. Ik Punjabi sikhna sambhav hai. The next word is actually. English. He actually went to the market. Punjabi. Hunta uf bazar gaya si. Breakdown. Hun. This is the key word meaning actually or in fact. Da. This is a conjunction that means then or so. It emphasizes the unexpected nature of the action. Uf. This means he. Bazar. This means market. Gaya. This is the past tense of the verb to go. See. This is a postposition that adds emphasis and indicates that the action is completed. The sentence conveys the idea that the person went to the market, which might be unexpected or surprising. The use of hun. Adds a touch of surprise or emphasis to the statement. English. He actually went to the market. Punjabi. Hunta uf bazar gaya si. The next word is rather. English. He would rather eat at home than go out. Punjabi. Uf bahar jaana loka khana pasand karega. Breakdown. Uf. He. Bahar. Outside. Jaan. Going. Na lo. Rather than. Kare. At home. Khana. Eating. Pasand. Liking. Karega. Will. Key concepts. Na lo. Is a common Punjabi word that signifies rather than, allowing you to express a preference. Kare. Is a casual, and common way to say, at home, in Punjabi. English. He would rather eat at home than go out. Punjabi.
Uf bahar jaana log kare khana pasand karega.
The next word is new. English. He has a different view of life. Punjabi.
Uf nu zidagi da vakka nazariya hai.
Breakdown.
Uf nu.
Oh nu. To him slash her, this is a dative case marker, it indicates the recipient of the action.
Siharindagi.
Zindagi. Life, this is a noun.
The.
Na. Of, this is a possessive marker showing that the view belongs to life.
Vakra.
Vakra. Different, this is an adjective modifying the noun, view.
Nazariya. Nazariya.
View, perspective, this is a noun, which is the object of the verb, has.
He.
Hi. Is slash has, this is a verb, present tense. The subject, he slash she, is implied as the sentence is using the dative case. Important concept. Punjabi uses dative case markers to indicate the recipient of the action. You often see dative markers in conjunction with possessive markers in Punjabi. Be sure to remember that dative case markers are used when the recipient is not the direct object of the action. In this case, he slash she does not directly possess the view. English. He has a different view of life. Punjabi.
Uf nu zidagi da vakka nazariya hai.